Tell me about your weekend. A bit in emojis. 8, 12, 15 is the number. Send them along. I'll get the ball rolling. There comes a time in every person's life when a bank holiday comes along and there just becomes this primeval, overwhelming urge that starts deep in the pit of your stomach and then just flows out of every single pore in your body, where you just need to go and sort the shed out.
Oh, yes.
I became that guy. Oh. So I've got sponge, box, van, trophy, David Bowie emojis. Ooh. Let me explain. I cleaned out the shed. I boxed a load of stuff up. A man with a van is coming today. His name's Fred. He's very nice. He's going to take all this stuff away. The things that could be reused are going to be reused and upcycled. He's taking it all away. One of the things I discovered in said box was a CD UK number one.
Oh, yeah, I saw it on your Instagram. Oh, it's a big number one, isn't it?
It's what the artists used to get when they all had the number one hit.
Wow.
So that's where the David Bowie
that
comes in.
That should be in a museum.
Well, there's lots of...
right, Indiana Jones.
when I took it from Cat Deeley, I had a bag of sand and I just had to wipe it out.
I'd love for him to get precious about it. It belongs in a museum.
CDUK number one. The ancient CDUK number one.
Plus, it's not that old. Thanks very much indeed, Matt.
Oh, yeah. Doesn't really work with your showbiz age either, does it? Or does it? I don't know.
Don't look at him.
You do the maths.
Why are you... Why are you digging me out?
No.
It's like we've just come off the back of a bank holiday weekend. In case it's escaped you, it's 6:37 in the morning. I literally don't need this right now.
Sorry.
As you were saying, we're sorry.
Okay. So I got this CD UK number one. As Matt said, I posted a picture of it on my Instagram, which I now regret him seeing it. But there's lots of people underneath saying, what was your number one? When were you number one? What was the name of your band?
Yeah,
were you a solo artist?
Yeah.
And I'm just going to let them dream big. I'm not going to change that.
Don't answer.
No way. Matt, what about you? Please give me the opportunity to tear you down.
Yeah, well, I mean, my bank holiday was quite uneventful. I've just sent the emojis in. It's just like...
that is you, isn't it?
Yeah, please, car, motorway. We were like, what should we do this bank holiday weekend? And Katie, my wife, just said she really wanted to drive on the motorway.
Like it's a roller coaster.
Yeah. A weekend treat. Because she's only just passed her driving test recently, hasn't done much motorway driving, needs to drive up to her parents soon on her own.
Yeah.
So we just drove on the M25.
Well, it's important to get the practice in.
We drove on the M25 on that one of the busiest weekends of the year. Great time to pick. And it went quite well.
Did you bring the kids as well?
Yeah,
What a great drive. Come on, kids, get in here.
It's such a fun drive. She was undertaken at one point, obviously.
Yeah,
generally okay.
So you like cleaning out sheds and like going for a drive on the M25. We had the most 1970s bank holiday weekends that you can imagine, didn't we? What about you guys out there?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And this from Jamie in Great Yarmouth is a trophy emoji. Then a beer emoji. Jamie explains that Manchester is red. Jamie, I think it's probably still a little bit sky blue, if you're honest with yourself. I mean, I'm pleased for you, and my family are Man United fans, my wife's family, so I get it, and I'm really pleased for Ian and Lynn and the whole gang.
Yeah.
But it's still, Manchester's still a little bit sky blue,
isn't it?
It's
like rock, paper, scissors. Does FA Cup beat Premier League? Do you know what I mean?
It's
two bus parades, and they're both painting the town different colours. Also interesting that Jamie's from Great Yarmouth.
Typical United fans.
Well, Hannah, I was going to say, how are things in the Geary household for FA Cup weekend?
I mean, it was, my mum was so upset about it. She's a City fan, obviously.
Yeah.
But my dad was delighted, and they've got a trophy each, so, you know.
Yeah, so it worked out quite well for the Geary family. Is your dad the kind of person who'll, like, rub it in if you know, City look? Was
Big
he like,
time.
Ah, in your face? Yeah.
Big time.
I imagine, Mrs. Geary. I don't know if that's what they call each other.
They'll be going steady.
Yeah, it's only been 35 minutes.
Yeah. So Mike will rub it into the
oh,
face.
Yeah. I don't think they were sat in the same room after.
Right. Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Frosty.
Wow.
Derek sent three emojis in. It's a train, it's a face with a kind of nondescript expression on it, and a laptop. Derek, I don't know what to do with that, man. You're not giving me enough here.
He's just commuting, is he?
I can't weave any magic out of that, I'm afraid. So we've got a sofa emoji, beer, beer, football, thumbs down, cry, beer, 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 sofa, sleep emoji. Tom says, Dave, I bought a new sofa. I drank beer. Leeds lost, so I drank lots more beer, and then I fell asleep on my new sofa. Oh. So there we go. That is Tom's bank holiday weekend for you.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Coming off the back of the bank holiday weekend as we are, there's been lots of comings and goings across social media. Matt, what are your highlights?
Well, first, the sort of updated modern British abbreviations list has been going great guns over the weekend. From the Love of Hun sent to me by Ben Hills on Instagram. So we know, obviously, about Jenny Leck and Cosy Lives. So
we do.
All, and the Snappy G, we all know about that. They're common parlance now, but there's a whole new list that we're getting to we've got to become familiar with, like Banky H. We've just had one, Bank Holiday. Oh. So, yeah. Parry C is another one, which I wasn't familiar with. That's paracetamol. Oh. Vitty D is vitamin D.
They've got a real pattern, haven't they, for these?
Yeah. Got Rishi Soons needs to do something about this.
You can quite easily make them up yourself.
Yeah.
And make
well,
a whole sentence
that's what they're
happen.
Doing, but yeah.
Gaza B is another one. That's garlic bread.
Right. How? Why?
Totty C is Tottenham Court Road. Right. Paza P is an interesting one. That's Parallel Park.
Right.
Often that crops up with the young kids. But Botty B is another one. Botty B is, of course, a bottomless brunch. So,
I thought it was Botany Bay, the paint that we wax lyrical about when it's very sharp.
What a paint.
So what are we now, like Abbey Rads or something?
Yeah,
Abbey Rads.
That's how it works.
A
yeah.
lot of those were my former erotic dancing names as well.
Botty B. Yeah, yeah. Botty
B. Welcome to the stage, Botty B.
So I'll post the full list.
The B stood for berry, of course, back then. Not brunch.
I'll post the full list on my Instagram story so you can familiarise yourself with it. And then the other big viral sensation of the weekend.
I'm glad we're moving on. I'm not going to lie, because I've overshared there and I've embarrassed myself. Yeah. So let's move on. Great work.
So the other big viral sensation was Claire Sturgis of your very own Abbey Rads, your very own Absolute Radio. She's gone massively viral over the weekend for a clip that's resurfaced. We had to clarify what the hell was going on with this, right? So after Leeds lost the playoff final to Southampton, all these football feeds on X started posting this clip saying someone has just called up Absolute Radio and requested a song for someone called Ellen Drode, right? And that it's Leeds Are Falling Apart Again by Joy Division. That was the joke.
Right,
so
okay.
Sturge sort of got pranked in a way, but it turns out it happened quite a while ago and it's resurfaced. But here is the little clip that's gone viral. No, I mean, I don't blame Sturge for falling for this because it wasn't really obvious. It's only really obvious when you hear her read it out.
So we should explain that Ellen Road is the name of Leeds' home ground. Exactly. I know many of you will know that, but some people like Sturge, for example, unfortunately. Ellen Drode.
People are always trying to prank us with fake names. It's the curse of the radio presenter. So this is one that got through, okay?
Let's still celebrate the bank holiday weekend with a song. What can I play you? 8, 12, 15. Get texting in now or tweet at Absolute Radio. Let's start with this absolute gem. Chosen by Mike. Thanks, Mike, for your tweet. Hi, Claire. Can you play Love Will Tear Us Apart by Joy Division for my friend Ellen Drode? It's one of their favourite songs and I know their day with absolute pleasure, Mike, for you and for Ellen. It's a joy to start this evening's Absolute Radio.
Oh, it's a lovely intro, isn't it?
It's like we got pranked about Emma Rutz, didn't we?
And Kitty Ground,
She talks up to the vocal. It's a true professional.
I mean, it's a great example of her art,
She is an artist, unfortunately. But
people have had a lot of fun with it. It turns out the original request from a guy called Mike Busson, who's a Chelsea fan, who sent it in about a year ago.
I didn't even know if the name of the guy was a prank then either. I have no idea what's a real name. Mike Busson, I'm thinking, who is that? Sturge is going to be back on Classic Rock straight after us at 10 a.m. Yes. By the way,
the legendary radio presenter, and I'll share that on Twitter. You can talk about it later or save your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast, Absolute Radio.
Your opportunity to win your way into the Killers live in London as part of 10 weeks of tickets. But first, we'll have a question for you, don't I always? And this one has been with me all bank holiday weekend. I've been dying to get it out, and finally I will. I want to know, at 8:12:15, things that you're embarrassed by, but really shouldn't be. Okay, maybe it's just a little weird quirk of yours. Things you're embarrassed by, but really shouldn't be. 8:12:15. Now, on Friday, I asked around the office, and I've got three to share with you from unnamed people who work here at Bauer Media. Things you're embarrassed by but really shouldn't be. Tying your shoelaces is what one colleague said.
That is, yeah.
And it's
that
true.
Is,
that really hit home.
About it, isn't it?
The more I thought about it,
God,
that's why I'm wearing Velcro shoes today. Like a toddler. But yeah, tying your shoes. Particularly if you're in public, do you crouch down to the table?
Yeah.
Or do you put your
step.
Foot on something? Do you try and...
Lunging or curling up into a little ball in public is humiliating.
And I've got to do it as quick as possible so I don't get in anyone's way. And like, it's really, you get embarrassing.
Is it weird to be embarrassed by tying my daughter's shoelaces, for example? If she's like running around in the playground, she's like, her shoelaces are undone, I've got to bend down to do that. Or is that just...
I don't think it's as bad. But for me, bending down full stop now, I just let out noises every time. So it's like any form of bending down is embarrassing for me.
So, but you shouldn't be embarrassed by that, Matt, because, you know, you're in your 80s.
Yeah,
it's perfectly natural.
Yeah, exactly.
But so that's a good one. I thought we also had things that you're embarrassed by you really shouldn't be. When somebody knows a martial art was one of my absolute favourites. If someone's taken the time to become like a first dan in taekwondo or whatever, that gives somebody who works here, that makes them embarrassed.
Oh, wow.
Like embarrassed for them.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Yeah.
I'm a black belt in karate. Oh, are you? Oh, no.
Cool. Yeah, great.
And this one has come, the only person I will name, this has come from the hype beast Womble executive producer Mark, who's just embarrassed all of the time, even when he eats a banana. But for him, it's accepting freebies from promo people in the streets.
Yeah.
Like a free little yoghurt or a nut bar or whatever.
Can I have
two?
Oh, no, I'm too embarrassed.
I'm so embarrassed by this. So it's over to you. As I say, I've been dying to get this question out for 3 days now. Things that you're embarrassed by but really shouldn't be.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
10 weeks of tickets, and this week here on The Breakfast Show, it's about getting you in to see The Killers in London on the 4th of July. Support coming from Travis. And hoping to win on line one is Caroline, a fan of the main station. Good morning, Caroline.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Welcome along to the show. On line two, a fan of classic rock, is Yoshi. Good morning, Yoshi.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Welcome along to the show. Yoshi, this is Caroline. Caroline, this is Yoshi.
Morning, Yoshi.
Hi.
Okay, guys, we are about to play All Killers, No Spillers. This is what's going to happen. Matt Dyson has a vessel of undetermined size in front of him. He will fill it with water from another vessel of, yes, you've guessed it, undetermined size. Mm-hmm. All you need to do is shout, stop, when you think you're getting near to the rim of the vessel. You must hashtag rim it to win it. Let's get it trending again, people. The contestant who gets the closest to the rim will win. But if you penetrate said rim and you spill it onto our brand new desk in our brand new studios, you automatically lose. Now, Caroline, you are going first. Are you ready to enter the splash zone?
Yeah, I'm ready, Dave.
Okay. You are in the splash zone. Good luck, Caroline.
Okay.
Matt Dyson, so just shout stop whenever you want Matt to stop pouring.
I'm going to commence the pour.
Stop.
Okay, we can't react. It's another one of those competition mechanics where there's no reaction. Nicely done, Caroline. You've locked it in. You've marked it off with the Sharpie. Okay, Caroline, wait right there. We know you didn't penetrate the rim, but of course, we don't know how big the vessel is. Yoshi, you're in play. You've just got to shout stop, get closer to the rim to beat Caroline and win the tickets.
Are you ready to pour, to commence the pour, Yoshi? Here we go.
Before you do this, this is my opportunity for the first time ever in my career to shout, Yoshi wins! friends on the radio. So I'm so excited about this on a personal level. Begin the pour.
Stop.
Oh, I can't call it. Matt, you've got to call it.
Yoshi just loses, I'm afraid.
Oh, Yoshi just loses, just. Which means, Caroline, you've won the tickets. Well done to you. You're off to see the Killers.
Take the pain off the election, I think.
Yeah, OK, right, Caroline, yeah, you're going to go and see the Killers on the 4th of July. You're absolutely right. Thank you for tuning into the show on the main station. Have a great day ahead.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. Where I'm asking about the things that you're embarrassed by. You really shouldn't be, but you just are, deep, deep down. I was asking this around the office on Friday because that's the kind of fun guy I am in the office. So I want you to join in. 8, 12, 15. There's such a random bunch of things you find embarrassing but shouldn't. I absolutely love it. Continue to get in touch. Dave, I get embarrassed buying toilet roll. It's like you're telling the cashier you need to go potty. Dashing Teesside.
Oh, yeah.
Asking for the Wi-Fi password anywhere is mortally embarrassing, says Laura in Malden. You agree with that, Glenn?
Yeah, it's like saying, please, can I have my ball back? It's just, I don't know why it's degrading, but it is.
Yeah.
Is it like you're kind of surrendering the power over to them as well? Like, oh, please, mighty one.
I think it's that.
It's grovelly.
Yeah, it's that. You're basically saying, can I go on Instagram, please?
Notice there's no signal in your establishment.
Asking permission.
Yeah. So, Dave, I will not carry loo roll from the shop to the car or home. Wow. I will not be seen with toilet roll, says Lucy. It's too embarrassing for her. Asking somebody on an aeroplane to move so you can go to the loo.
Oh, yeah.
That's from Sammy.
Horrible. So
maybe you can try straddling. Have you ever tried to straddle? It's great if they're asleep. They wake up mid-straddle and you're, like, looking over them. I'm going to chuck it out there, Dave. Embarrassing. This is from Liam. It's a big swing. Glastonbury.
What, just going?
Just Glastonbury.
What the
fever to get the tickets.
Oh, yeah.
You know, all that stuff. I don't know. Going to the loo.
The wristband on is certainly embarrassing, isn't it?
It's got to go.
It's got to come
straight off. Using the loo on a train or a plane, Jamie and Leeds. Using the communal hairdryer in the gym to dry my hair. And from Tamworth, originally from Wolverhampton.
Oh, thanks.
And finally, for this section, Sally says it's really embarrassing accepting cookies on a website.
What?
I told you, a weird and wonderful bunch.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Right, things that you're embarrassed by, but you really shouldn't be. The randomness continues. Thanks to Lisa. Hi, Dave and team. I get so embarrassed at claiming my free coffee when I earn one on my loyalty card. I will only use my free one if I'm buying something else. I feel ridiculously embarrassed.
I sort of get being embarrassed when you're not, when you've gone in a shop and you've not bought anything.
Yeah.
When you have to leave empty-handed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you feel the security looking at you. Yeah. What are you up to?
Judging you. 100%,
yeah. John in North Wales has gone for putting your windscreen wipers on the fast setting. He finds that incredibly embarrassing,
isn't it?
Even though you shouldn't be.
The rain's coming down really hard. You're like, honestly, I'm still not worthy of the fast setting.
Yeah, just not polishing the windscreen, trying to see out, hunched over the wheel.
Any lower, and I feel like an X-Wing pilot just before they crash. And it's really intense. I need it on fast.
Matt Dyson, you struck upon one that will resonate with many people listening to this right now. Given it's half term for so many.
People watching you wave, especially on miniature railways. You know, when
kids I told you, stop going on miniature railways.
You have to wave. You have to wave if you're watching, you have to wave when you're on.
It's so true.
It's so embarrassing.
It is so true.
How often does this
This happens a lot.
I forgot about your commute.
But any kids on any train, you still have to wave to them. So you have to wave. Yeah. But it's so embarrassing.
We went to Chessington for New Year and Evie was on the little round thing, you've got to be waving, and I didn't realise what the feeling was, because I thought, is this parenting? Is this love? No, it's embarrassment. I'm embarrassed now. That's what I am. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. Dave, it's so embarrassing when I have to go and pick up my wheelie bin after it falls over in strong winds. asking Domino's pizza staff to change the garlic dip to barbecue from Aidan in Northern Ireland.
Why would you?
Stepping on a squeaky floorboard at work in a quiet office from Jeanette in Cardiff. And Bex in London's... This is quite embarrassing. Dave and the team, I get horribly embarrassed when I inadvertently end up walking at the exact same pace as a complete stranger on the pavement.
Awful.
When you fall into step, dreadful. You've got to try and... Yeah. You've almost got to stop, haven't you? Yeah. Or just do like a little jig just to get out of it.
Stop, pretend to look at your phone, do
something. Yeah, like extra sketch this bad boy. Yeah. I can't.
I hold hands with him.
Nothing like an arm on the shoulder just to support a stranger. Glenn, what about you? Things you're embarrassed by you shouldn't be.
Eating ice cream.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah, eating an ice cream, eating a bowl of ice cream. There is no way. Either way, I feel like I should be wearing a baseball cap with a propeller on the top. It's so degrading.
So
I think because you have to... I think it's because it's licking an ice cream. Yeah. So I've tried to eat it like an apple and it just doesn't hurt.
So is it because it makes you feel like a child?
Yeah, I never have ice cream. And yesterday the opportunity arose and I just felt... So I gave it like two swipes and then it was in the bin. I was like, I can't.
Jeez.
I feel like I'm an eight.
Oh, yeah. But I go for it, hundreds and thousands on top. Yeah. You know, why not? Do you know what I had at the weekend? Mm-hmm. A fab.
Did you?
Fabulous.
Did you eat it from the bottom up?
I did eat it from the bottom up. I was inspired by the fab. Again, you do feel like a bit of a toddler. Yeah. You know, I've just cleaned out the shed, so I'm going to treat myself to a fab, which I'm going to eat from the bottom up because a weird listener said she did it that way. I mean, what's going on? The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. Two topics brought together in your beautiful minds that create puns that I then read aloud. And if you remember to include your name, you'll be getting a shout out just after nine. Because, of course, just after nine is shout out time. And today we take inspiration from a character who has been joining us very early on Friday mornings, giving listeners, the early birds, a chance to win a Wix gift card worth £250. That character is Subtle Sage. And on Friday just gone, well, this went down. Sorry to interrupt you, Subtle Sage. You don't know someone called the Ferryman, do you? I think we're going to need him in a couple of weeks for 10 weeks of tickets giveaway.
No,
OK. No. Never met the Ferryman.
Never been on water.
What? What?
I'm rooted to land.
Why?
Because I am the Subtle Sage.
You're landlocked.
Yes.
You're a landlocked person.
That's all part of the service. Yeah. They say. Let's get back on
Don't
track.
Don't cross the stream. It's not like you know what a stream is.
They say.
So, Subtle Sage has inspired one half of the Smash today, which, of course, we had. Never been on water, don't cross the streams, the ferryman. So we are doing Bodies of Water versus the playlist. Mm. 8, 12, 15. As I say, include your name, so I'll give you the recognition you deserve in about 10 minutes' time. And just to get the ball rolling, I've got 17 going Humber.
Oh, wow.
And Ollie Mersey, which I'm also very, very happy with. I'm smug with myself there.
I like this song. It's a bit Ollie Mersey. Yeah. Is that a sentence you've heard?
Or Robbie Williamsy, as there's also known. Matt, what about you? What you got for us?
Anything by Daddy Yanktsy?
Yeah.
I'll leave that with you.
Okay.
Nesklin or Mediterranean Drury and the Blockheads?
Oh, yeah. Wow. Okay. A lot to unpack from Matt Dyson, but fine work. Anna Geary, it's over to you.
Lake You Feel My Love, Bob Dylan or Adele.
Lovely.
And Boulevard of Broken Streams.
Oh, nicely done. Glenn?
Elton John's Danube Feel the Love Tonight.
Yes.
The Bourne Slippy lyric. Shouting Lake Garda, Garda, Garda. And Tenacious D, this isn't the greatest song in the world. This is just a tributary.
Hey! Oh,
wow.
Okay.
Wow.
So it is Bodies of Water versus Music. The number is 8, 12, 15. Get them into us right now. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. It is Tuesday morning, and as promised, just after 9 is shout out time as we enjoy an edition of The Smash that sees your brains bringing in bodies of water and the playlist together. Fine Young Canalables from Ian in Reading. Earth, dear. Windermere and Fire from Ben.
Yes.
Thames Per Trap is excellent.
Very
from Jane
good.
In Cardiff. Reverend and the Lakers from Stephen Kent. Flores Trent, Adolesh Trent from Laura in Macclesfield. Survivor, what? Eye of the Tiber from Nick.
Oh, amazing.
Lock the Casbah from Linda in Durham. Anything by Pondy, that's from Connie in Birmingham. And Don't Brook Back in Anger from Mo in Edinburgh. Well done, everyone. Matt, how's the socials looking?
Lake That from Parney, Mississippi Hippie Shakes, wow. Tink in Nottingham. Also, Dire Straits of Gibraltar, Lindsay in Letchworth. Tyne After Tyne by Cindy Lauper, says Phil.
Tyne After
and Steve at Mad Electronics in Lancashire has suggested anything by Depeche Mode.
Oh,
which is quite nice.
I was glad someone referenced the Mode.
Yeah, yeah.
Good work. So there we go. That was the Smash Bodies of Water versus the playlist. Well done, everybody. And of course, the Smash will return to the Breakfast Show one day. Real soon.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
That is it for your Tuesday morning edition of the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. Yes, we're off. All that remains to say is thank you for tuning in and joining in. Don't forget, tomorrow is Cool Badge Day. If you want to get ahead of the curve and tell me about your crimes against all things cool, you can email them right now, dave@absoluteradio.co.uk. So we leave you, as always, with a brand new edition of the Daily Podcast. Matt, for your consideration, CD UK number one, that belongs in a museum. Botty B, Yoshi wins. Asking for the Wi-Fi password is like asking for your ball back. I'm not worthy of the window wiper fast setting. Is this good parenting or is this embarrassment? I feel like I should be wearing a baseball cap with a propeller on and two swipes and in the bin. There you go, Matt.
I do love the childlike image of Glenn licking an ice cream, but I think maybe it's either Botty B or CD UK number one, that belongs in a museum. I think the museum one is the way to go.
Well, I think it came from the mouths of babes, as in you said it yourself.
Oh, yeah.
And that is the name of the podcast, CD UK number one, that belongs in a museum. If you want to see the CD UK number one, remind yourself what they look like, yeah. You can see it on my Instagram stories, Dave_Berry_Insta. So, Leona Graham's going to be here next with the tea break trivia and the details you need to win £250,000 by the end of this very week. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. So until then, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.